Nick Jonas on Nick Jonas before he became Nick Jonas. The Rewind with Guy Raz, a new original podcast from Spotify about artists and musicians and how they became the person we all recognize today. Check it out only on Spotify starting November 1st. The Rewind with Guy Raz, the podcast about the artists you know before you knew them.
Welcome to the New York Times Popcast, your I Do Only Love My Bed and My Mama and I Damn Sure Don't Love the Grammys of Music News and Criticism. Yeah. I'm your host, John Caramonica.
I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me. You know how I like it when you loving on me. I don't want to die for them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. They gon' tell the story was different with me. God's plan, God's plan. I hold back, sometimes I won't, yeah. I feel good, sometimes I don't, hey, no. I finesse down Western Road, hey, next. Might go down to G-O-D, yeah, wait. I go hard on Southside G, yeah, wait. I make sure that Northside E. Still.
It's Grammys time, special bonus podcast arriving in your feeds like we like to do. The Grammy nominations are out and there's a lot to say. And what we wanted to do is give you guys a little bit of a primer on what's happening, run down the major categories, throw some lulls in there. So the gang is here. John Perales, chief pop music critic in the New York Times.
It's me.
Karen Gans, pop music editor of the New York Times.
Hello.
You really are obscured behind all this.
They were like, I'm obscure like some of these nominees.
Yeah. Oh!
No, just the equipment we're on just our starting. Recording table.
Wow, it's
getting
just
warmed
starting.
Up.
Joe Coscarelli, pop music reporter of the New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
Here in spirit but not in form is Ben Cesaria, the music business reporter of the New York Times.
Yes.
Normal Grammy Don.
Yes, this is my last day as Ben Cesaria stand-in. Ben's coming back to work.
Yeah, Ben will be back soon for all you Grammy stands. Ben will be with us ASAP. So it's the 61st Grammys. That was God's plan. Drake's got a bunch of nominations. Joe, do you want to talk us through? We're going to go through category after category, pun category, more category for your head top. Do you want to go through some of the big nominees lists?
Yeah, so leading the nominees this year, same as last year, basically, Kendrick Lamar.
Hey, that's curious. Kendrick Lamar didn't put out an album this year.
Funny you ask. Kendrick Lamar nominated not for a solo album, but for his role as executive producer of Black Panther, the album, various artists.
What's
the, I don't know the exact subtitle.
Black Panther, the album, music from and inspired by.
Yes.
Which John Perales liked very much.
I did. I thought it was a pretty ambitious album.
Especially for a soundtrack. So this is Kendrick Lamar's fourth Album of the Year nomination, though he has
three major label
three
albums.
Well, there's official albums.
Yes, there are previous albums.
He's coming lost off that, all of them.
He's coming off that Pulitzer.
That's true.
He is a Pulitzer Prize winner.
So who cares about maybe he won't even show.
Look, I mean, the thing about Kendrick is, whereas a lot of artists like Drake and Kanye, who and we can get to Drake's relationship with the Grammys. They haven't really gone to the show in recent years. Kendrick really plays ball. He's given a lot of really powerful performances there.
He opened the show last year, and then he performed with Bono and Edge.
Yeah.
Was the Kendrick Imagine Dragons performance a Grammys performance, or was that a VMAs performance?
No, I think that was Grammys.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Grammys.
That's one of those classic Grammys cross-genre mashups,
Plus, he knows that it's about TV exposure.
Yes.
Yeah. He's using the Grammys more than you're using him.
Yeah,
I think.
And he's really good on TV. So, yeah, so he is nominated. That album is nominated for Album of the Year, Record of the Year for All the Stars, the song with Kendrick and SZA, as well as Song of the Year, also for All the Stars. So he has 8 nominations overall. Drake right behind him with 7.
Drake, a very popular Canadian musician.
Yes. Scorpion, you know, his big album, his long album.
Both big, yes.
Big in all senses of the word. Drake also in the major categories, Record of the Year, God's Plan, Album of the Year, Scorpion, Song of the Year, God's Plan.
Also, his guest appearances.
Yes. I mean, he's...
In one category, he's up against himself.
Yes. He's just, you know, Drake is Drake. He's omnipresent. He's the artist of our recent era in terms of listeners.
He's recombinant.
Yes. What wow. Drake is not true, factual. Is a fan of the Grammys.
A frequent attendee of the Grammys.
Yeah, he didn't go last year, did he?
He didn't go last year, and I believe he didn't go the year before.
To be fair, Drake is very busy.
Yes. 2 years ago, he was nominated, I think, for 8 awards. He won 2, including Best Rap Song, Hotline Bling.
Yeah. Which has no rapping.
For famous, all the great rapping.
Yes, famous rap song.
And then he gave an interview around the time More Life was coming out to DJ Semtex, a mm-hmm. British DJ, and he basically said, I'm really glad I played a show in Manchester instead of going to the Grammys, because why am I in the rap categories? Why don't they understand us? I don't rate you.
Yes.
He said to the Grammys.
Yes. Although that said, would he rather be in Best Urban Contemporary Album? Like, we're going to get to the deep categories. And it's not like there's a, you know, there's no country for Drake.
Right. Also, he showed up at the VMAs, what was it, 2 years ago, and gave that embarrassing speech for Rihanna. So he can get to an award show if he wants
to. Oh, it's definitely true. I mean, yeah. And then last year, you know, this year's show in January, he, you know, he had More Life, but he did not even enter it into the competition.
It was a playlist.
It was right. a playlist, but it was also a protest. Drake did not want to play ball with the
also,
Grammys.
Do we think that this is a protest, or do we think there's a little bit of arbitrariness? Because Drake, in the year of our Lord, 2016, did show up to the American Music Awards, which, as everyone in this room understands, is actually a high school talent show in which 3 famous people are forced at gunpoint to perform.
Actually, and they're all named Meghan Trainor.
Yeah.
I still know that the AMAs have get everyone. Everyone shows up at the AMAs.
I understand. And Drake said, more tune per your head top that year. So the most meaningful award show moment for Drake in 2016 was not at the Grammys.
Sure.
It was at the AMAs.
Yeah.
So is that just because Drake goes when he's free? Or is that because Drake is consciously protesting? What do we think is going on?
I think we're going to find out this year. Yeah. I think, you know, if he really wants to make a statement, he won't go. And I, you know, I sort of think it could be Drake's year. I mean, like, the music industry is so streaming focused right now, and he's so the king of that, that, you know, unless they want to give it to Post Malone, who is also nominated for Album of the Year.
I thought potentially the first person with a face tattoo ever nominated for Album of the Year.
Yeah, although Lil Wayne, we found out with a Google, was nominated for Carter 3. So it would be, I mean, just think of the moment, you know, come February, if Drake is not in the audience and Scorpion wins Album of the Year. Is that like the most egg on your face moment that the Grammys could possibly imagine? And like, how do they avoid that? So I'd love to know the negotiations going on right now between OVO Oliver and right. Neil Portnow.
Yes, Future the Prince, get at us.
Yeah.
Also, Drake, so an interesting thing is happening in the Album of the Year category, right? Which is there are 4 quasi hip hop records, 4 quasi-hip-hop records, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Weirdly, the purest hip-hop record might be the Cardi B record.
Invasion of Privacy.
So Cardi is nominated. Drake is nominated for Scorpion. Post Malone is nominated for the Sound Bath, that is beer bongs and Bentleys. And the Black Panther album, which is mostly hip-hop, a little bit R&B, but it's mostly hip-hop.
Why don't you tell us about the other nominees?
Yeah, the second half of this category is the real, the real juice.
I underscore that only to say that that does seem a little deliberately overcompensating for past crimes.
Yes.
Well, let us point out there's more nominees in each category.
Yes, that's true. There
so
are 8.
We will get there. So the big 4 categories now have 8 nominees. The subtext of that is that, you know, the Grammys have faced complaints about diversity for years now. Over the last few years, we've seen them try to recognize hip hop. Last year, you had this thing where both Jay-Z and Kendrick were nominated. Presumably, you can sort of assume they split the vote in some way. And then you end up with Bruno Mars, who's just like the most Grammys winner that you could imagine, like made in a lab by the Grammys. So then, you know, after the show, you have Neil Portnow, head of the Recording Academy, asked why.
Peace out, Neil.
Yeah, this is his last year. He was asked.
Don't let
the
best engineered classical album Grammy hit you on the butt on the way out.
Yeah. So he's asked about why women were underrepresented. Only one woman, Alessia Cara, won a televised award, and you know, some study came out that said only 9% of the last 6 years of Grammy nominees were women. Neil, you know, says that women need to step up if they want to be recognized, and there's a huge backlash.
He said he misspoke and he apologized, to be fair.
Yes. So where we are this
year. Podcast where we are fair to Neil Portnow.
Yes. You know, you're a critic. You could say whatever you want. Okay. Karen and I, we are news people.
Yes.
Okay. Enjoy that.
So you're getting a lot of women. Yes. So the categories are expanded in a similar way that the Oscars did, you know, to sort of bring in not only more populist stuff, but more representative stuff. And you're getting a lot of crazy names. So
to
let's finish
point,
out the album of the year.
To that point, five of the eight nominees for Album of the Year are by female performers. Cardi B, as I mentioned, and also Janelle Monáe, Dirty Computer, also known as John Perales' number one album of 2018. H.E.R., the R&B singer, who we've talked about on podcast before.
The weirdo spot this year.
Yes.
That's the Sturgill Simpson nomination, Bon Iver nomination.
Right.
You know.
Casey Musgraves with the Casey Musgraves spot.
Yes, for Golden Hour, the least impressive Casey Musgraves album. And I don't know, Joe, you gave me these to look at, and there's definitely a typo. There's definitely an album. There's definitely a mistake here, right? This can't be right. Brandi Carlile, an album is called By the Way, comma, I Forgive You.
Which is what she'll be saying to you shortly after.
She
enjoying
wins.
Our podcast.
I was going to say, after she wins Album of the Year.
Is this a mistake or is this classic Grammys?
How many categories is Brandi Carlile nominated in, Joe?
Brandi Carlile,
it's certainly
believe,
the big three.
Yeah, she has six overall, including
song, record, album.
Yeah, The Joke. Let's listen to The Joke by Brandi Carlile.
Oh my gosh, it'll be a first time for me.
You're feeling nervous, aren't you, boy? With your quiet voice and impeccable style. Don't ever let them steal your joy and your gentle ways to keep them from running wild. They can kick dirt in your face, dress you down and tell you that your place is in the middle. When they hate the way you shine, I see you tugging on your shirt, trying to hide inside of it and hide how much it hurts. Let them laugh while they can. Let them spin. Let them scatter.
So, okay.
Now, John, let's not let's. I got to be the one who temporizes
here.
I was
like, well, how long is this going
to
go on?
John, have you listened to this album?
I have listened to that album.
Do you like this album?
I see why other people like
it. That's not what I asked you. That's not what I asked you. Do you like this album?
I like Brandi Carlile.
Say the word. Say the word.
I didn't put it in my top 10. It wasn't the contender for my top 20.
JP, don't make me ban you from podcast. Did you like the Brandi Carlile album?
I wanted to.
That's a lot of evasion going on here.
He's just trying to
swipe
make
left.
Up for...
I'm swiping left on Perellis right now. Fine. Justify this. If you, whatever, do whatever.
Okay.
Hem and haw.
Here's the
do.
Thing. The Joke is a big self-affirmation anthem. The Joke says, you know, you may be a misfit now, but you're going to get the last laugh. It's a really endearing, heartwarming, overwrought song.
Would you call it Grammys bait?
It's total Grammys bait because it's a ballad and it's uplifting and it's played on real instruments and it's good-hearted too. So I see why it's there.
This is not a surprise. We know what the Grammys like, John.
But this is, okay, if we had done a list of 100 albums most likely to receive Grammy nominations for Album of the Year.
Oh, she would be in it. She would definitely
be in
it.
She'd be in the 100.
Look, and I just want to say,
you guys are really committed to the idea that the Grammys are contemporary. They're
I'm not. I'm just saying. I look in a
but
year
weirdly
like
now
five
they
years,
are.
Yeah,
except
like 5 years ago, there would have been 7 Brandi Carliles in this category. I'm just saying, if we have all agreed collectively to move into, I don't even want to say the future. If we agreed collectively to move into the present. Why this?
But wait a minute. We didn't agree to move collectively into the present. We agreed to add 3 more nominations that make us look like we're going to move into the present. But they're subterfuge. They're like consolation prizes.
The question being...
So your Grammy Album of the Year winner, Brandi Carlile. Right. You heard it here first.
I mean, is the scenario that all of the rap and all of the processed pop music does its thing, reaches its audience, and then we're left with Brandi Carlile.
Well, and Casey
winner.
Musgraves.
And Casey Musgraves.
And how does the Grammys weather that morning after a firestorm?
If it is Brandi
they've
Carlile.
Done it for 60 years. It's 61.
Is that Neil Portnow driving away in a convertible the morning after the Grammys, blasting the
yes.
joke by
yes.
Brandi Carlile?
I'm...
You're flipping through the papers. You're not coming to any conclusion.
Why
don't we move on to the other three biggies?
As was said on The Wire, I want it to be one way, but it's the other way.
It's definitely the other way.
It's definitely the other way.
Well, then you're really going to like talking about Category 4, Best New Artist.
Yeah, so this is another one. 6 out of 8 of the nominees are women. You have Chloe and Haley. That's a duo. Mm-hmm. That's one artist. You have her.
Just trying to be precise.
You have her, the big winner of mm-hmm. these nominations, I'd yep. say. You have Dua Lipa, Margot Price, who's not a new artist.
Not a new artist, just
you
FYI.
Bebe Rexha.
Hey!
Yes, your girl, Bebe Rexha. Hey. And you have...
Staten Island Stand
also,
Up.
Also, not a new artist, but...
Right.
Well, Dua Lipa's a year late, too.
Sure. Yeah. And then you have Georgia Smith.
Legitimately a new artist.
Yes, new-ish.
To the Grammys, yeah.
By these metrics.
And then you have Greta Van Fleet.
And then you have your winner.
Luke Combs.
So Luke Combs, a very popular young-ish country singer, a number of big records last year. I basically think any Grammy voter who understands what a guitar is going to vote for Luke Combs. Let's check out a Luke Combs song. Let's listen to Beautiful Crazy.
Her day starts with a coffee and ends with a wine. Takes forever getting ready. So she's never on time for anything. When she gets that come get me look in her eyes, well, it kind of scares me the way that she drives me wild. And she drives me wild. And wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me.
Charlie Puth on Charlie Puth. Before he became Charlie Puth. The Rewind with Guy Raz. A new original podcast from Spotify about artists and musicians and how they became the person we all recognize today. Check it out only on Spotify starting November 1st. The Rewind with Guy Raz. The podcast about the artists you know before you knew them.
This is Sam Sifton, food editor of the New York Times. Whether you're just starting out in the kitchen or looking to up your game, NYT Cooking is here with more than 19,000 times-tested recipes and all the help you need to cook them well. Subscribe today at nytcooking.com/podcast.
You don't think that Greta Van Fleet is going to tweak the nostalgia of all those?
I honestly hope. Yo, the sight of Greta Van Fleet walking up the steps to the stage of the Grammy Awards, and every single I want to see the cutaway shot to Quavo.
Yes.
When Greta Van Fleet is on stage speaking.
Although Migos not nominated this year, as far as I can tell.
Did
so
they put
maybe
out
we'll
any music
no
this
Quavo.
Year? Did they even put out records? I don't know.
Speaking of walking up the steps to the Grammy stage, I do want to note that Shallow is nominated for both Record and Song of the Year.
What a surprise.
Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga. So the full soundtrack for A Star is Born did not meet the deadline. But the single, which is Grammy's bait in some way.
Oh, yeah.
I think we all like Shallow.
I think we all like Shallow, too. And I think we should listen to it a little bit.
I would love to.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'll fall in.
times I find myself longing for change. And in the bad times I fear myself.
Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired trying to fill that void? Or do you need more? Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore? I'm falling. In all the good times I find myself longing for change, and in the bad times I fear myself. I'm of the deep end, watch as I dive in. I'll never meet the ground. Crash through the surface when they can hurt us. We're far from the shallow.
But I do wonder if this song could sort of sweep its categories on its way to Oscars wins.
Yeah, my money's on this one.
Really?
Yeah, because all the hip-hop fans, R&B fans, youth, which are not well represented in the Grammy voter
pool, voters, yeah.
are gonna divide themselves. All of the people who work in Hollywood and historically have loved soundtrack songs are going to line up behind this. And it's a power ballad that pushes every correct button. I really think it's obvious. It's so far the front runner.
Poor Brandi Carlile.
I think that Shallow is going to win. But
Brandi
also,
Carlile, which she did Shallow.
But don't you also think that the middle will graduate from Target ad during last year's Grammys to winner during yes.
I want to shout out like whoever the creative director was at the ad agency who commissioned the middle.
Yeah.
That person should get a Grammy.
So the middle has Record of the Year and Song of the Year. Sarah Aaron's songwriter, star of Diary of a Song.
Shout out Sarah
Aaron's. Go to nytimes.com/music. Watch the making of the middle. Watch the Kacey Musgraves one while you're at
it. Yeah, that's right.
So I think that's a cool nomination for them. That's a, you know, it's a weird enough combination of people that created this sort of cyborg earworm. So I'll be interested to see how that does. The other big record we haven't talked about.
This is America.
This is America.
Let's not. So this is.
Let's move on.
Yeah. Let's pivot. Let's pivot to pop.
Do you want pivot to video? Oh, okay.
Let's pivot to pop.
Yeah. Because pop, there's an interesting thing that's happening in the best pop vocal album Grammy category.
Which is that it's the only place where Taylor Swift appears.
Taylor Swift, a young up-and-comer from Nashville who is making her entree into the pop music world.
Pennsylvania.
I'm so sorry. That's true.
Shout out to Wyomissing, Pennsylvania.
My apologies. So, okay, let's just run down quickly. In this category, Camila Cabello, Kelly Clarkson, Ariana Grande, Shawn Mendes, Pink, Taylor Swift. In the Grammys of 3 years ago or 9 years ago or something, in a year where like Bob Dylan wasn't going to win or Herbie Hancock wasn't going to win, this could have feasibly been the best album nominee set.
Yeah. AKA really white.
Yeah.
Really popular.
Mm-hmm.
Really traditional in terms of, you know, still processed digital pop music, but big vocals, big arrangements. Adele is on a year off.
Yep.
So,
right.
You know, but this is the establishment, or what used to be the establishment.
Yes. And so it's I would say, heartening to see it kind of relegated to subgenre, which is essentially what it is now in 2018, as Joe and I will be arguing in a
forthcoming piece.
It's a little surprising. Every now and again, the Grammy nominations sort of align with what we think. And so it's a little surprising to see this sort of line up so neatly with some things that we've been talking about kind of all year on Popcast. Have you guys been listening to Popcast, Grammy voters? Are they up on this?
If so, hello.
Thank you for your hard work.
Should we talk about some of the stranger categories with R&B and hip hop?
I thought you would want to talk for about 9 minutes about Joanne being nominated for Best Pop Solo Performance. No?
I can't go there.
Are you sure?
It feels dangerous.
Did you also, just while we're here, quickly, did you see that the Backstreet Boys were nominated in Best Pop Duo Group Performance?
I did see that.
Go Breaking My Heart. What year was that song released?
I'm not sure.
To my memory, that's from 1999.
Oh.
It is kind of a slap, though.
I think Shallow is going to take that one. And as far as the category that Joanne was nominated in, that's Best Pop Solo Performance.
It is.
And I think that Beck's Colors is going to win.
Because they love Beck.
They love Beck, but also that's a great song.
Is Jerry Maserati in charge of the Grammys still? Like, what's happening?
Should we listen to a little Beck?
Let's listen to Colors. Do not make noises at Colors.
Give Karen some shine every
great,
now and then.
This is an
then.
Excellent song.
Enjoy Karen's favorite song of the Grammy nominations, Colors by Beck.
A really good song. That's all I'll say.
Okay, we're going to skip ahead a few categories. We're going to skip the dance categories, although it is weird that John Hopkins is nominated for dance album. We're going to skip contemporary instrumental music, which is for albums that are only made for 9 people and played in intimate house parties. Just a quick note on rock.
What kind of house parties are you going to?
In Wyomissing, Pennsylvania. Just quick notes on rock. Brandon Stosoy single-handedly secured Def Heaven a nomination.
For Best Metal Performance?
Yes, so congratulations to Brandon.
Well, you should pause and look at rock for a sec, because rock used to be where Yeezers went to retire. And U2's not in there. Paul McCartney's not in there. The Grammys are like turning their backs on their stalwarts there.
Yeah, Paul put out an album, huh?
Yeah. Did it come out in time?
I believe so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the best rock song, it's largely younger people.
Youngish.
It's Greta Van Fleet, who we've already addressed, 21 Pilots, guys, Bring Me the Horizon, St. Vincent, and Ghost. St. Vincent, wow. They decided to put Mass Seduction in the rock category.
Interesting
choice. Makes so much sense.
Yeah. One other note on the rock categories. So 2 years ago, there was a band called Highly Suspect, which mysteriously was nominated for about 17 Rock Grammys. And none of us had ever heard. Not just, or heard of, actually.
Yeah. Nope.
This year, the Grammys, back at it with a band called The Fever 333.
Right.
No relationship to Juice WRLD 999.
Right. So we did a little Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Because that's what you do as a serious journalist.
Yes, absolutely.
And we found out that The Fever 333 are a rapcore supergroup.
That's in quotes, by the way.
A rapcore supergroup from Inglewood, California.
Really testing the definition of supergroup.
Right. I've loosely heard of one of the bands.
Affiliated.
Let Live.
So the Fever 333 fans or band members, email us.
Yeah.
Tell us your story.
PodcastNYTimes.com. Please, if you are a Fever 333 stan, I guess, tell us why. Please. R&B. Can you think of a category? Can you think of a genre that the Grammys more consistently bumbles than R&B?
Is there like a working definition that they that you think that they're using?
So here's what it says under the category. It says for new vocal or instrumental R&B recordings. That's for best R&B performance.
Performance.
That's, you know, not a lot of detail.
No, so more here's information about what they think R&B
is. But that's about singers, that category.
Yes, but the tension to me is the two album categories, which I think roughly are meant to be like R&B singers who've ever heard a rap record and R&B singers who've never heard a rap record, I think. Now, obviously, it's very fluid, but there is Best Urban Contemporary Album, which this year features sort of a quasi-jazz album, and also Michelle and Degiocello covering 1980s songs.
And then the Carters.
And the Carters, yeah, which is like a rap, basically a hip-hop record.
Yeah.
I mean, not just Beyonce rap. What percent of the time is Beyonce rapping on that record?
A large percentage.
I would say 40 at sure. least. And then Best R&B Album, which is, I guess, the grown category, which has Layla Hathaway, who maybe is the most Grammy-nominated person in American history. But it also has a live album by PJ Morton, which is, like, not really, strictly speaking, R&B. I mean, it's, I guess it's adjacent. And then there's her.
Mm-hmm.
Her is, I Googled this, she's 21 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That's she should be in the young person's category.
Well, this category says for albums containing at least 51% playing time of new R&B recordings. And you've also got Leon Bridges in there.
Yes, but I mean, Leon, I mean,
that
Leon
makes Bridges. Sense.
You're saying
like
he
old,
belongs.
He's an old-fashioned R&B.
Yes, he's an old-fashioned singer.
Sure, but then next to her.
It's strange, and I understand that, yes, I put her in my roundup of R&B albums of R&B singers who are moving past obligations to hip-hop. But I don't think that is why she is in this category.
Mm.
It feels a little bit strange.
While we're category quibbling, rap performance versus best rap sung performance.
Wow. Okay.
So you got Be Careful in rap performance.
Which
Cardi
is definitely
song.
A sung song. A rap
you have
song
Nice
song.
For What, which is... Is that a rap song? Yeah, ish.
It's more, yeah, I'd say it's
sure.
It's more of a rap song than Hotline Bling.
Sure.
Well, but that's rap sung.
Right.
That's
yeah. Right. King's Dead, Bubblin' by Anderson .Paak.
Yeah.
Sicko Mode.
Big Hawk. Wait.
Yeah. So Big Hawk nominated for a Grammy. As is Swae Lee, who was not credited on the song or featured in the video.
That's a long applause, John.
Pedro's going crazy.
Houston, stand up.
But then if you look at rap song performance, which is a solo or collaborative performance containing both elements of R&B melodies and rap, you have This Is America.
Which is mostly rapped.
Yeah. Yeah. It's mostly ad-libbed,
okay,
to be fair.
Yes, yes.
And then you have Like I Do, Christina Aguilera featuring Goldlink.
Do you remember where you were when you first heard Like I Do by Christina Aguilera featuring Goldlink? Oh, I remember it so vividly. It was such a special time in my life. It is right this minute.
should we play it right now?
Yeah, because I need to,
let's do it.
I need to hear it.
Right. Heaven is heaven, talk to the reverend, but I know you better, and I'm tryna, and you know we perfect, baby girl, look at us, make a young cash out that run it up, all that little Buddha in your trunk, make a man wanna say hallelujah when they jump, baby, buy a little Porsche, I'ma run you, so we stun, black man, black car, let you buy you what you want, no wait, baby, you a problem, Sagittarius, exciting, licking at your layer so you know it gossip. Coexistence, you the moon under sun. Genie in my bottle, I'm trying to rub on your hips. Ain't no other man who can talk to you like I did. That's real. Let's start a family. I'm Uncle Phil, you my Aunt Viv. Fly to Spain, go to Rome. We don't ever have to ever go home. I wanna love you from your head to your toe. I like a little fuss, I'm fighting when I go. You say leave, tell me stay, want me go. Then I leave, pump think like I'm gone. But you know I never leave you on your own. And you're too bad for these brothers who be on your phone like,
let me make this simple for you. Lay it out on the table for you. In case you need a little reminder, I've been doing this way before you. Boy, you already know my story. You were resting on my glory. I don't need your little money. I can put you on to something. Stop talking, we can get along. We can muff and gay and get it on. Where you wanna be, I've been before. Shh. Say no more. Boy, you're so much better when you don't speak. If you get some, get one thing. Can't play me, boy, I'm out of your league. No, baby, you can do it quite like I do. I do. Like I do.
Okay, so maybe that was good, maybe that was bad. I don't know.
But it definitely features Gold Link.
It definitely...
Fax Coscarelli.
Wait, where's Brent? Where's my Brent Fayaz hive? And then your man, Pretty Little Fears.
By Six Lack.
That's right. Yep,
featuring J. Cole.
Say his name.
Yeah, it's pronounced Black.
Yes.
According to his last two marketing campaigns.
If he wins, if this is a televised award and he wins.
Hey, this is not a televised
award. This is definitely not a televised. What if Christine Aguilera wins? What if
Gold? I think we could put $1 million on it not being a televised award.
Oh, I don't know, Garrett. I'm not swagging with that kind of money. So probably the first time that I genuinely jumped out of my chair in going over these Grammy nominations came in Category 24, Best Rap Song.
Yeah.
You guys like Eminem? You guys like Eminem with rising bars titan Joyner Lucas? Lucky You. Wow. Because Lucky You is nominated for Best Rap Song. Man. All I'm saying is if Joyner Lucas gets a Grammy before Big Hawk gets a Grammy, protesting. We're taking to the streets.
Do you worry that God's Plan and Sicko Mode are going to cancel each other out?
No, because deep down, I don't think that Travis Scott is that popular.
I also don't think Best Rap Song is really a category that matters, to be fair.
Don't say that to J-Rock.
I mean, good for J-Rock. Best Rap Album, on the other hand, featuring Nipsey Hussle's Victory Lap in, I mean...
Sure, why not?
Shout out to his managers.
Yes, honestly. Mac Miller is nominated.
Posthumously.
This is actually, these are good rap records.
Yeah, it's a solid category.
Yeah, this is...
Cardi and Pusha and Travis.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, these are... I have very little quarrel with
no Joyner Lucas in the album category. Has he put out an album yet?
Why are you looking at me? How would I know that? Okay, so country. We're coming up on country. Man, there's a lot here. Country solo performance. Here's the thing that I don't totally understand that the Grammys tends to do. Sometimes the Grammys will nominate like the fifth most important song of a particular person. And I can't figure out if it's some like weird legality thing of like, well, the release date of this of the important single was not in the time. Like, I don't.
You know what I think it is? I think the labels and the management teams might mix it up and they say, you know, like Kacey Musgraves, for instance, probably, you know, because here she's nominated for Butterflies, which is a minor song on that album.
Yeah.
I think she probably put Space Cowboy, Slow Burn, you know, the more prominent songs from that album probably were, she went for a record or song of the year. You know what I mean? She went for the bigger categories. And then maybe the deeper album cuts get put in the genre categories.
Or maybe
it's still weird.
It's a theory.
Yeah,
it's weird.
Or maybe they think it's a showier vocal since it's performance.
It's possible.
This, okay, so Country Solo Performance features this sort of like off-brand Kacey Musgraves song and an extraordinarily off-brand Maren Morris song that I actually had to look up because I've never heard it. Why have I never heard it? Because it's on Restoration, the songs of Elton John and Bernie Taupin.
Oh, didn't realize
You remember that.
That
time when we were all sitting around listening to Restoration, the songs of Elton John and Bernie Taupin? And we were like, wow, this Maren Morris song is such a standout. I bet it's going to get nominated for Best Country Solo Performance.
I mean, I think that album probably narrowly missed out on Brandi Carlile's spot.
I also think this album in another year might have been a Best Album winner.
That's what I'm saying.
So I guess we can all... be grateful that this is not the album of the year in 2018. All right. Meant to Be.
Mm-hmm. The biggest song of all time.
Meant to Be, the only song that matters, which will probably...
That's best duo group, though.
Duo group.
We're moving past solo, yeah.
Yes, no, that was in duo, yes.
And BB REXA's second nomination.
So country song, some of these songs are good, some are not good. Country album, I actually think, is not bad.
Right on. Yeah.
Yeah, there's not bad. Ballerini, Brothers Osborne, Ashley McBride. Hey! Kacey Musgraves and Chris Stapleton. You guys, you want to talk about Best New Age album? No.
Later. But
can we just quickly talk about gospel and contemporary Christian?
You can.
You can. Yeah.
I know I can't be the only person who is perhaps unsurprised to see Tori Kelly nominated. She's going to get those nominations, you know.
One way or the other.
Scooter's going to give it to you. So Tori Kelly is in here, but to be honest, my personal favorite nominee in these categories is the real Tori Kelly, who is Lauren Daigle. Lauren Daigle put out a hell of a record. A quiet
breakout star of 2018.
Yeah, and I think is about to be a real problem in 2019 and 2020. So
you mean that in a good way?
Yes, I mean that in a very good way. So let's listen to some Lauren Daigle. Get used to this voice. It's called You Say.
I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Just the sum of every high and every low. Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know.
The Grammys have the whole Latin Grammys where they
have Latin Grammys, right.
They kind of do understand Latin music.
Sorta.
In their own very micro-categorized way.
I don't want to pretend that the Latin Grammys like are aware.
No, they're still not super aware, but they're better than this.
Yes.
The Grammys proper have Latin music in categories that must be like 10, 15 years out of date.
Yeah.
They have Latin pop, which is ballads.
Yep.
They have Best Latin Rock, Urban, or Alternative Album.
So basically anyone under 50.
Right. And they have Best Tropical, which is great music to dance to. And they have Latin Jazz, which actually is some cool stuff, but it's not exactly mainstream. But meanwhile, you know, songs like Despacito and all of its successors have taken over the musical universe.
It is, I have to be honest, it is very strange in a year in which we've probably had 20 or 30 or 50 songs that explicitly tried to follow Despacito or Despacito-esque formula.
And often successfully.
Yeah, like big hits, like radio hits on English language radio and also on Spanish
language
radio.
Yeah, crazy streaming numbers.
It's bizarre to me that I am looking at Best Latin Rock Urban Alternative Album, and it literally could be the same nominees as like 2007, except for maybe one or two of this. But like I saw a Tercio Pilatos at Summer Stage in like 2001 or
right.
something.
They've been
like,
around for a while.
This is frustrating.
You basically only get I Like yes. It in, you know, holding it down in the major categories right. for this new
but
sound.
No real J Balvin records, no real Bad Bunny records, no real Ozuna records, no real Romeo Santos records. Like, it's no Prince Royce records. I mean, this is bad. This is not just baffling, it's bad. Like, talking about people who need to protest the Grammys, none of these people should show up.
I mean, the saving grace is that they have their own Grammys.
Yes, but they also screwed those up too. Right. But so anyway, that's what's happening in the Latin categories.
Or not happening in the Latin right. categories.
Before we go out.
Best Contemporary Blues?
Yeah.
Where's Yella Beezy? First of all, my guy Yella Beezy is out here with the most original blues approach. Peace coming soon.
Yeah, file that, Jeff.
File anytime. I'm getting around. I've had a rough week.
Karen's grinning.
TikTok.
You act like I haven't filed three things this week. So, we got blues.
I just want to note what seems to be Kanye West's only nomination, which is Producer of the Year, non-classical, where he's going to face off with Pharrell, Larry Klein, Boy Wonder, Drake's in-house guy, and Linda Perry.
Yeah, Linda Perry, big year for Linda Perry. Yeah, why don't you tell us? You want to tell us what Linda Perry's nominated for?
Karen, throw to you.
I'm not familiar with any of these things.
can you read them out loud?
I can read them. Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger.
By whom?
Willa Amai. Do we know Willa Amai?
All right, can we just do a quick thing? How many Instagram followers does Willa Amai have? just throw a guess.
Are you looking right now?
I am. I'm going to answer it, but just guess.
More than me, but fewer than you.
I'm going to say 6,700.
So that would be more than Joe.
Yeah.
And then fewer than me. Okay. Yeah. Well, no, that would be wrong. Willa Amai, official Instagram, at Willa Amai. Load.
Oh, my God.
The excitement is building.
The answer, 1,026.
So fewer than me.
Also nominated for served like.
Are you feeling? Really
yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to my Grammy nomination next year.
Seriously.
And while we're here, we should know. Popcast guru, former host Ben Ratliff, Grammy nominated.
Ben said thank you next to the New York Times and got himself a Grammy nomination. He is nominated in Best Album Notes for the 1960 Time Sessions by the Sonny Clark Trio. Shouts to Ben. We love you.
Can't wait to see him do a shot out of his Grammy.
Ben will be facing off against podcast guest Amanda Petrusich.
Wow. At what point, first of all, where's the podcast Grammy?
Best podcast next year.
Yeah, like Grammys. I mean, the Grammys are so obsessed with relevance and what the kids are into and forward looking.
We're all ready for category.
Where is best? If there's a best spoken word album.
Yeah. Category 85, best podcast next year.
That's right. You know where to find us, popcastnytimes.com. To celebrate the work of Ben Ratliff, let's go out with a track from this Sonny Clark Trio reissue. I'm gonna guess a wild one here. Let's listen to Blues Blue. That's our special bonus episode of JP, Karen, Joe, and John look at the Grammy nominations and go, what? So apologies to Brandi Carlile fans and Joyner Lucas fans. We didn't have a lot for you this time around.
See you in February.
Yeah, we'll definitely see you in February when you guys win everything. That's our show. Email us at popcast@nytimes.com for our reader bag mailbox episode, or if you have other Grammy outliers you'd like us to get into. I can't wait to get into the Hawaiian music myself. Listen to every podcast ever at nytimes.com/podcast and subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your audio content. Our producer is Pedro Rosado from Headstepper Media, and we will be back in slightly less than a week.